Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Paul Bonser and KG with you today. And we're about to talk, KG, to the coach of Adelaide United, Carl Viet, the A-League, the men, the women, the fans. It's all on Channel 10 and Paramount Plus. They had a 2-2 draw on the weekend.
Well, it's an amazing. They're so close, Paul. I just love watching them play. And I love the things they're doing off the field as well as on the ground. They just can't get over the line, which is a little frustrating at all.
Well, let's speak to the man in charge, Carl Viet. Carl, thanks for joining us on Sports ASA.
Thanks for having me.
Mate, it was a really entertaining game for the fans, but how did the coach feel about it after the game?
Yeah, look, it's another game that we've sort of let slip. I thought we played some good football and we just didn't make the most of our opportunities again. Something that, I keep repeating. And the boys are, doing their best, and we just need a little bit more luck maybe, or just a little bit more quality at times in the game.
Well, Carl, how far are we away? I know it's hard to put a finger on it, but how far are you away with the signs that you're seeing at the moment of getting it happening?
Yeah, look, it's not that far away, KG. You know how how small things can change games in any sport. And, we're playing a good brand of football and we're dominating games. We're just not making the most of our opportunities. And so we're not too far away, and it's only going to take, a small change, and then we'll be on our way. We saw some really good signs on Saturday night against, the team that won the championship last year, and the team that is supposed to go all the way again this year. And I think on the balance of the game, we were the better side.
How close are you, Carl? You've played 8 games now, and just the one win. How close are you to having a settled lineup in your mind, your best team on the park?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's going to be a little bit different all season with the COVID when it hits and when it doesn't hit, and when we play games and when we don't play games. It's cancelled for Wednesday night, so it's just something that we're going to have to deal with all season. And I suppose the teams that deal with it the best are the ones that are going to have success. We saw some promising signs. We brought 2 players in that did quite well on Saturday night. The Japanese striker scored in his first game, so that's a positive sign. He looked very promising for us. And young Lockie Brook, on his return back to Adelaide, he looked quite dangerous as well in his little cameo as well.
And Carl, what about the attack? Is that starting to settle down now after Yangi's injury? And George Blackwood and Craig Goodwin appear to be combining well at the moment.
Yeah, most definitely. We've had a little bit of, Cassini's gone out injured, Mohamed Toure then got COVID, then Ben Halloran moved on. So we've had a lot of changes in our front half of the pitch. So, as you say, we need some consistency there. We need to get that understanding, of the new players that are playing together in those positions. Yep. So, and in saying that, I'm very happy with the way that we are playing. We are creating the opportunities. It's just a matter of, taking them. And we saw on Saturday that Hiroshi, who came in, he looks like he could be, provide that missing link that we've been missing so far.
Tell us a little bit more about the Japanese striker. He's tall for a Japanese player.
He certainly is. He's a big boy, 196 centimetres, and he's very, very solid as well. So, he's not a lean striker. He's very strong and very solid, and technically a very, very good player as well. So, we're going to take a little bit of time with him to make sure we get him fit, because he hasn't played for, on Saturday night was his first game for over 6-7 weeks. So he'll take a little bit of time to adapt to the conditions and the style of play in Australia. But I've seen some very promising signs so far.
Gee, Carl, the other thing that I like about United, they show plenty of ticker. When you think that they're in real strife, they find something. They came from behind twice last week to save the point. So there's plenty of ticker there.
Yeah, there most definitely is. And we've shown that in the last few weeks.
Yep.
And I suppose, we've played 8 games, and 4 of those games have been against Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City, who are you know, two of the teams that will be fighting, you know, in the best four teams in the league. So you got to, you know, put that into perspective with the games that we've played. So, you know, we're not too far off. You know, we've got a tough game this week away to Brisbane on Sunday. But we'll be going there expecting to take the 3 points.
Beautiful.
Yeah, for those who didn't hear, Wednesday night's game was scheduled against Western Sydney Wanderers. That has been postponed due to COVID reasons. And yes, you're away to Brisbane and then away again to Sydney at this stage. They might squeeze a game, that game back in there somewhere.
Newcastle after Brisbane. So,
Newcastle.
Tough away trips. But most definitely, you know, we'll be going to those two games thinking of getting 6 points.
How is James Dalanov? Is he recovering from injury well?
James will go in and have an operation on Thursday. Oh. We try to let it settle and see how it settled, but the best course to fix his shoulder, and especially the position that he plays, is to have an operation. So that could almost rule him out for the season. So we'll have to, you know, reassess and look to see if we look to bring in another goalkeeper.
And, Carl, talking about injuries, how's young Yingi progressing?
Yeah, Cass has, you know, unfortunately, the last, you know, he contracted COVID, you know, 2 weeks ago now, so he hasn't been able to, you know, have access to really any treatment while he was in isolation. So he had his first day out today, and he said he's feeling good. His leg's feeling good, so... that's promising signs.
Beautiful.
COVID, it's a word we all hate at the moment. How are you coping with the changes to the schedule and I guess how it's affecting your squad?
Yeah, look, it's a difficult one. As you know, we normally like to have, you know, a training schedule planned for 4 to 6 weeks at a time. And lately we have to change it every week. So it makes it a little bit awkward with the planning and, you know, trying to time the fitness of the players and when we can get them to do extra fitness work to make sure that they are at their peak for matches. So it's a little bit difficult, but the physical staff that we've got at the club are doing a tremendous job.
And, Carl, what about Lockie Brook? Nice to have him back.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Lockie is, you know, I believe he's one of the most exciting young players in Australia. And to have him back playing for our club, it's going to be good because he is an exciting player to watch. And you know, we're very fortunate at the moment that we've got three or four very young, exciting young players that are going to go on and be very good players for our country and go on to bigger and better things. And,
that's what I love about the club, Carl. They're heading the right direction, no doubt about that.
Yeah. And our supporters are very lucky to be able to come and see these young players now before they go on to big and better things. You know, we just see that now with Riley McGree, who's just gone on and had a big transfer move into Middlesbrough. So, and you know, he was only here, you know, 18 months ago. So, you know, it's good for our club to have these young players that go on and move on to bigger and better things.
I agree totally.
Do you take some pride away, personal pride, that you have a little bit to do with the development of these young players when you see them take the next step playing the EPL? Does that give you a sense of pride?
Yeah, most definitely. I think not just for myself as a coach that's had an influence on these players, but for the club, Adelaide United, and not just the, you know, Adelaide United, all the NPL clubs as well that are in the state that have had... that have helped these young players at the beginning of their careers as well. It's a collective thing that we all should be proud.
Now, you mentioned you take on Brisbane on Sunday up there in Brisbane. What are you expecting out of the game in Brizzy?
Yeah, look, it's going to be an interesting one. You know, they've just come out of 4 weeks of not playing for 4 weeks because of COVID, and they will be put their third game in a week, so... we could be getting them at a good time. You know, physically they might be a little bit strained after playing three games in a week, having not played for 4 weeks. So we've got to make sure we go out there and play a very high-tempo game, and hopefully our fitness will help us get over the top.
Well, Carl, luck's got to change. We haven't had the best of luck for the most of the year. I'm sure it's going to change. Good luck, and thanks once again for your time, Carl.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Carl Viet. Doing a terrific job, I reckon. in looking after the young blokes, getting them into the competition. We've got goalkeepers to burn, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I think you're right, Cage. They're not that far away.
They're a draw after draw. They're a sniff away.
Yeah, they sit in the middle of the pack.
Bloody frustrating.
Just a couple more wins, and they're looking at a finals berth. All right, this is Sports Day SA, Lumo SA, Aussie owned with energy plans and great local rewards made for Adelaide. And you can play Keno from only $1 a game with a draw every few minutes. There's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today and gamble responsibly. We will be back right after this.